cool, man.
Too cool.
Jeremiah, Black Development Network. Hey, man, mansplaining back again. This is episode 12. We missed a month.
We missed a month.
we missed a month. Sheesh. So this is episode 12. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody had a good January.
Yeah.
Yeah, longest month.
Did you?
No. No, I did not. Not a good January.
What possibly could have happened?
So,
any shit?
Is that at the beginning of January when that happened? No, it didn't. But got into a car accident a week ago.
Oh.
Got hit in my ass again. This is the second accident being out here in California in which I've gotten hit in my ass.
Mm. Didn't feel good though.
Didn't feel good at all.
No.
I think that's it. That's pretty much it. Just a hassle. Yeah. Just a hassle.
Was it by never mind. It's Orange County, but
it's Orange County. It's Orange County.
Hey, it was a couple cars, right?
It was four cars. Yeah. Four car collision. Hey, you should see the first dude ate us. That dude ain't going nowhere.
It was a Tezzy?
No. So the Acura hit the Nissan Rogue. The Nissan Rogue hit me, and I tapped a Tesla.
I tapped it.
Yep. He only had a broken reflector. It was a cracked reflector underneath the bumper.
Of course, the Tesla goes unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Teslas. They're cool.
Shout out to Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Hey, you designed those well.
He did. Yeah. He said that's like the hardest business out of all his business. SpaceX, all that shit. He said the car business is like the hardest business. Only him and
I wonder why.
Yeah, he said only him and Ford, Tesla and Ford, the only car companies that never went bankrupt ever.
That's true.
That's crazy.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
I need a Tesla.
You want a Tesla?
Yeah. I just want to be like, there's like games and like you can do cool things with like the horns and you can go super fast.
Yeah, I've seen like, so I was actually at South. Was it South Coast? Yeah, Plaza.
Yeah.
And I looked into a Tesla and there was a dog in there. And everybody knows like when you have a dog in the car, you got to let the windows down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so on the screen, it says how hot it is in the car. I guess for the dog. I don't know if there's like a mode or a safety mode that says that. But like it was like, yo, it's such and such degrees in here. I was like, that's convenient.
For the dog?
I don't know who it was for. I guess it was for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't break the window of the Tesla to try to save this dog.
But that's another thing. I see a lot of that, like just dogs in the car.
Yeah.
And no human. I thought that's illegal to have your dog in the car.
Everything's illegal
out here.
It's legal here, I guess. Everything that I thought was illegal is not.
It's all right here.
It's not.
We're good.
We're good. You know the one thing, and we'll continue getting to after this. You know what the funniest shit is that like this place is so ass backwards that y'all allow like the crosser to cross before the car goes across.
Yeah.
So like people here stop immediately and will allow a dude. The dude won't even be in front of like the car. The dude will be just starting his walk and cars will immediately stop.
Wait, five minutes from the cross.
It happens in Westminster all the time where they'll stop, the car will stop and the dude will just be. You can't do that in Georgia, bro. You cannot. You ran over.
Get your ass hit.
Yes.
Quick.
You get your ass hit. So.
Yeah, he's just stepping off
the curb. I don't know, man. They do it for the homeless people mostly, but anybody I see crossing the crosswalk, they get that right away. So
it's insane.
Hey, man. It is what it is. But, yeah, man, Happy New Year. Make sure you guys follow us on YouTube. We're also on Spotify. Excuse me, Apple. And we also have a new segment on there, Behind the Man Reacts. So y'all can check that out as well. Just go through the YouTube and look at all the things that we have on there. Cool. So today I thought it was going to be, I think it's going to be a really good episode because we get to discuss like good guys and bad boys.
Yeah.
Nice guys and things like that. So Tim, let's start with bad boys. What is your definition of a bad boy? Like, what do you consider a bad boy?
A bad boy. I would consider, a bad boy is just like basically a man, whatever, basically just does whatever the fuck they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Is does he have like the IQ of a toaster or something like that? I think it's funny how like TV shows portray bad boys like The Breakfast Club, like the movie The Breakfast Club. They kind of
The kids Bender.
Yeah,
fucking Bender.
I know. I should know. Like you know all the fucking
not the characters.
Characters.
Love that movie.
Hey man, but yeah, he you know, you're portraying like all these guys. As like, and I feel like a lot of movies do that. John Travolta is portrayed kind of like as the bad boy, who wears the leather jacket.
It's like leather jacket greaser. That's the old school bad boy. Okay. Now I think bad boys is like rappers and like that's the bad boys, like
that's
thugs,
a bad boy,
like
just
thugs and
scammers.
Shit. Yeah, scammers and
can
thugs.
Can you be a good guy and a scammer? You can't be a good guy and a scammer.
You can't be a good guy and a scammer. Fuck no, that doesn't even go together.
He pays his bills, I guess.
How did he get the money to pay those bills, big dog? Not the right way. Not working a 9-to-5 hard.
Hey man, I'm trying to make a case for scammers being a good guy. Okay? They have good intentions. You have good intentions,
you
right?
We can. There's the bad boy with a heart of gold out there. They don't know if they're bad boys trying to be good or good boys trying to be bad.
Because I was looking at our old episode, we were talking about like Future and Russell Wilson, and of course those are like the typical bad boy, good guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd say, like, what makes Future a bad boy? Like, what makes him a bad boy, toxic, whatever you want to call it, type of thing? Is it, like you said, like his persona, the way he portrays himself?
It's a persona, definitely. Yeah.
Is it because he has like 8 kids, or is it because
I get what you're saying though, because it's hard to just pinpoint and say like Future's a bad guy or a bad boy. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's what, a black rapper thug, like thug type? Because that might not even really be him.
That really might not.
We don't really know the real Future. So
I don't know any thugs that are going on like vacations to like Tulum and shit.
Not real ones.
Not real ones.
Exactly.
I guess it's also I only know a little bit of Future's like background, so I can't like really. I just listen to his music. I mean, we know a little bit of like cheating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Does cheating qualify you as a bad boy?
In a way. That's a bad boy trait to cheat and to like, you know, be like fucked up. That's
like
a bad,
fucked up.
Yeah, and then here's the thing though, like are women attracted to that?
Are they? I don't know.
Future has how many kids?
Hey man, I'm also say this about bad boys. Most of them tend to be more outgoing than the typical like good guy.
Yeah. They're like, they just don't give a fuck. Just do whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what women are attracted to in bad boys.
Yeah.
I think that it's not like doing it, like no one wants to go to jail, right? Like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, the rebel mentality. The thing that goes against the rebel mentality is, like what you said, is doing whatever you want. And, you know, if you happen to find a bad boy with some money on him, you know, he'll take that trip to wherever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I think, like you said, you know, going back to movies, I just think it's also the way that they're portrayed in movies. They're like the cool kids or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, typical cool kid type vibe. They can vibe with anybody pretty much.
Right.
You know what I mean? Normally, they're not the bullies. They're normally just too high in stature to really bully people.
No.
Not at all. So, I don't know, man. Y'all let us know also in the comments, man, what y'all think a bad boy is.
Right. Y'all name a couple bad boys that y'all think are bad boys in the comments.
Yeah, who y'all think are bad boys? Who's your top bad boy outside of Future? We're going to throw Future out.
Top bad boy. Let's see. Top bad boy. That's, damn.
Yeah. Like someone that all women want to be with, but this nigga.
It's gonna probably like some rock star, like a rock star type shit. Like maybe like, not even maybe like some guys like Johnny Depp type. That's
Johnny
like
Depp?
A bad.
You
yeah, that's like
you
a
think
bad
Johnny
boy.
Depp's a bad boy.
Yeah, he's got that persona. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got that persona.
Damn, Johnny.
Johnny's on some fuck shit.
I think Johnny's with the fuck shit.
Didn't he beat his girl? He beat his girl like a couple years, like a year or two ago, bro. That's bad boy shit.
Who was that?
Kind of bad.
Who was that?
She was an actress, like a blonde chick. He like beat her up. There's a whole case.
Okay.
So, like, he looks like a typical grimy bad guy, you know? But
Mine is Chris Brown, but I'm not saying that because of the case.
Chris Brown's a good one. Doesn't he have a case?
Yeah, he has a case. So, if people don't
Another
know,
one.
Chris
DJ Khaled.
Chris Brown is being sued for $20 million.
What'd he do?
allegedly raping and drugging a young lady. So
that's
tough. And that's a tough one.
Does Chris Brown have to rape people?
I don't know. According to this lady. Damn. You know what I hate when they like drag people into this stuff. So like I'm gonna go back to like the Travis Scott situation. The first thing they did was they tried to drag Drake into it too. And I was just like, I'm pretty sure Drake was not doing shit at that fucking concert.
Yeah.
He's probably backstage doing whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I hate. And then the story, there was a piece that was like, the yacht belonged to him and P. Diddy.
Mm.
And I just think that's kind of weird too. Like, how does this yacht belong to? Maybe it was a rental, but
yeah,
she made it seem like they both owned this.
They shared it.
Yeah,
Chris Brown and Diddy share a yacht.
Sharing a yacht. Yeah, that's the most random fucking story. On
does Diddy have? Does Diddy have Yiddy? Does Yiddy have to share a yacht?
Yeah.
No, does Diddy like have to share a yacht? I feel like he.
I don't know.
Has enough money.
Don't think he does. But I also like that's funny though, man. I am praying for Chris Brown. The only reason why I'm praying for Chris Brown in this situation is because, like, if it's not true, you know what I mean? It's just another notch on dudes' belts. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, just on, like, a little serious note, it's like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, it's not true. It didn't happen. My G, like, what's the point in running these? What's the point in you doing this? Like, you get what I'm saying? So he's alleged that, you know, it happens every time he does, you know, he releases music and stuff. So, you know, hopefully everybody's safe and involved and things like that. I'm not taking sides or anything like that. But I did also run that Duty Low react to the Duty Low FTN Bay situation as well. Coming off of that where, you know what I mean, she seemingly lied on this man and coerced her kid.
Into lying
on this dude.
Well, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? There are these stories that, you know what I mean, let's do a hypothetical. Even if Chris Brown did do it.
Yeah,
you have a Duty Low story that's going to make it hard for especially men to believe just some random woman. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you also have, like, you know, the cases where shit does happen like that. And, again, it makes it hard for us to believe the victim. You get what I'm saying? So, all in all, I also want to make sure ladies are also, you know what I mean, being cognizant of, you know, the decisions that you make, but also being making sure, man, we're not just out here just trying to ruin dudes' lives just to say we ruined Chris Brown's life.
Yeah,
like, that's weird to
that's
me.
Not cool. It's for a check. That's what it's for.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's for a check. So, listen, you know, hey, let's make some better decisions here, okay?
Try.
So, but anyway, let's get back to bad boys and good
guys.
Is
Drake a bad boy? To you?
I don't know, because he paid that lady to go to the Dodgers. Like, you remember that? Like,
yeah.
The basketball, like, prospects.
Yeah, mom.
Mom.
Yeah.
He's like, having dinner with her.
Shut down the whole stadium.
I feel like he wants to be a bad boy.
I think
boy,
he wants to, but he just
But he
can't.
Just has a heart that's just like.
He can't.
He can't do it. You're paying too much money and too much, like, attention.
No.
To be a. No, I don't qualify him in the bad boy race.
Sorry, Drake.
Unfortunately.
You got them all, though, Drake.
Yeah.
You good.
I mean, he's a part of the lifestyle, but that doesn't make you a bad boy, because I do think that the women understand what come with being with a rapper.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, I don't really call that bad boy mentality.
And there's a look, too, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Drake has a couple tattoos and stuff, but, like, Chris Brown looks like
he looks like he mistreats women.
Yeah, he looks like he'll mistreat a girl. Yeah, exactly. That's how Chris Brown looks. So it's like, I mean, it is what it is in that case. But
about to get in trouble.
Yeah, I know, Drake. Hey, Drake, man. Hey, listen, Drake. Chris.
I don't think Drake cares about that. Drake does not care about that.
Yo, Chris, it's all good, man, dog.
No, man. But hey, I don't know. It is a little bit of a look. I think it's a look. Just from what I've seen, like, observing, like, women, it is a look.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Moneybagg Yo qualifies as a bad guy.
Yeah. It's like tattoos.
Until Ari Fletcher, like, explained that he's actually a good guy.
Yeah.
So he was a bad guy until, like, 2 weeks ago.
Right, supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
He's still a bad guy in my eyes. He's still a bad guy in my eyes, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
but
bro.
So what is a good guy?
Drake. Drake. A good guy for me is just a guy who, like, handles his shit and is, like, treats women nice and does what he's supposed to do and good in community and, like, just doesn't do fuck shit.
The one thing that I hate is a self-proclaimed good guy. I hate self-proclaimed internet good guys.
Hey, I'm a nice guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Like Trump. I'm a nice guy. Like, okay, Trump.
All right, buddy.
All right, big dog.
You got the fucking porn stars.
Yeah, yeah. And fucking up the country. So it's like it's all, but hey, Trump, come on back, big dog.
Oh, man. Shit. Don't
say shit. Hey. It's political now.
Man, it's political now. No, don't go. Don't bring that man back.
Okay,
here.
All right. We don't want him back?
No.
All right. Hey, gas is at 468. So I need him to come back ASAP, dog. I need him.
Oh, man.
Nah, we're good on Trump.
But yeah, man. I don't know. Good guys to me, if you're a great guy, of course, you're handling your business. You're accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing what you need to do in life. You know what I mean? And also, I think it's, like you said, I think the biggest thing is, like, is the way you treat women.
Yeah. And you make better decisions.
You make better decisions towards women than most dudes do. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The thing we were talking about earlier today is, like, it's hard out, you know what I mean? It's hard out here for men to navigate through all these women, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, we're in California. I'm from Atlanta. You know, the women list is insane. So imagine dudes being in, like, relationships and all that stuff. And, like, it's cool to you know, it's hard, bro.
It's hard.
You know what I mean?
It
takes a lot of discipline. And so I think good guys have that mentality for it. I think in the back of, like, anybody's mind, is that, you know, temptation. I think anything, anybody that lies and says that they've not thought about temptation or anything like that is just lying to themselves.
Right.
But I think that, again, a good guy is like, no, man, I got somebody at home.
Yeah.
And
I think, like, a good guy cares, guys don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And bad guys are more the opportunists
right.
of the relationships and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah,
bro.
Hey, it is what it is.
Who's your good guy?
Outside of, I won't say Russell Wilson.
Yeah, let's not.
Good guy.
I know it's tough. It's not a lot out here.
Hey, that is hard.
That's hard. It's not a lot out here.
I was gonna say Megan Good's husband, but they got divorced. I mean, he could be still a good guy.
Wasn't he like a preacher?
Yeah, he's a pastor.
Yeah.
He still is.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he was, you know, I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Can I use him still even though they're not together?
Yeah. I mean, why aren't they together, though? Did he do some fuck shit?
No, he didn't. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Divorce.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. No one knows what happened. She has not disclosed
what
everything.
Happened?
Yeah. Or he has not disclosed everything. So, yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm going to call him a good guy because she is not, you know, doing a tell-all on him or anything like that.
Nah, yeah, he seems cool. He seems cool.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
He's always praying and whatnot.
He's always meditating. yo, watch that nigga.
Yeah, watch nigga who prays too much, that's who you gotta look out for.
Yo, he talking to God too much.
Too much, bro. Why he talking to God so much?
Yo, why you talking to God so much? You fucking up. That voicemail box is full.
Exactly.
I don't know, but yeah, man, when I think, I still don't know any.
Hey, good guys are hard to come by these days.
It
sounds
is.
Like we're all
someone
a bunch
put
of
in the comments what a who they see as good guys.
Yeah.
I did say recently Moneybagg Yo has more, with Ari Fletcher talking about him, he has more become a good guy he's become more of a good guy.
Yeah. And he said he stopped doing drugs and shit, too. I seen that. He said he's like quit doing lean and smoking.
Yeah, that's great.
And
that's
I don't smoke anymore. He's like, I thought that smoking actually like helped me, like influenced me to write. But he's like, really? Yeah, it doesn't. It held me back. So he stopped. So, yeah, bro. He's trying.
Yeah, weed is not for everybody. I don't think it's for everybody. I think that's actually the problem is that, you know, we pass weed off as like the savior. Sometimes, and sometimes it can be a problem, too.
Yeah,
so.
It can. Yeah, it can, bro. Yeah, it can. It's like...
Yeah, so I can imagine that.
It's abuse, though. It's like...
Yeah, when you abuse it, too.
Am I smoking all day and not doing shit? Or am
not
I just
shit.
Smoking and go to sleep?
Yeah,
man.
I don't know how Wiz does it. Wiz Khalifa? I don't know how he does it.
Him and Snoop.
I don't know how y'all do it.
They got so much money, it's like, it doesn't even matter.
Did you, like, because you're a smoker, like, does it... Is there ever a moment where it, like, not goes away, like, when you're smoking a lot or when you're smoking a good bit of the time? Like, does it ever, the high different? Does it not go? Does it take longer?
Yeah, like your like capacity or whatever to
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, bro. So like, yeah, I've been smoking probably since I was like 15. So it's like, oh, for me, I need like some strong weed to feel it. Like I can't just go and get, like here in California, you know, they got shelves, like top shelf, platinum, premium, and all that shit, whatever, right? So I need the good shit to really feel something. If not, like I'm just kind of coasting. Like I can just buy a little bit and coast. But yeah, bro, like the more you smoke, the higher your tolerance, you know.
Oh, okay, is, so it is so. Like alcohol. So it's like alcohol, basically.
Yeah, bro.
Except, oh, okay, I never knew that. Because I'm thinking like, as like, if I'm like a Wiz Khalifa, I smoke all day. So it's like, what are you smoking to like, what is the weed?
Where's this weed? Wiz probably got some, and he grows his own shit too.
Oh, so, does he?
Yeah, it's KK. And it's strong, so yeah, bro. I'm pretty sure like Wiz stays with the good shit. Snoop stays with the good shit.
Another weed connoisseur to interview.
Yeah, we should.
We should. We should definitely talk about smoking weed for like the entire. That's what he said. Yeah. He said, "Hell yeah, hell go, go grab that weed, dog.
Just blow down this motherfucker.
Y'all gonna blow down."
You smoke?
No.
You smoke me, though?
No. I'll do an edible.
Popping Eddie. Eddie.
Like, yeah, I'll pop an Eddie. Yeah. I ain't gonna do no.
No,
nah, big dog. I got asthma.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, man. No, but weed is, yeah, it's, I think in some aspects it helps. It just depends on what you're using it for. Like, you have to have, like, a purpose. For me, like, I, it's hard for me to sleep. I have, like, insomnia. Like, I can literally be up all night sitting there and, like, thinking. And, like, for me, I need to go to sleep.
Of course.
So, like, I've actually cut it down a lot. I used to smoke a lot more, and now it's like a joint before I go to bed with Haley, and like we just smoke and go to sleep.
Okay.
And it's like, that's what I need it for, you know. I just need it to, like a booster, sedative.
A booster.
Yeah.
A booster. Yeah, I was about to say, no, you need a sedative. Booster.
Yeah, sedative, yeah. Like a sedative, bro.
A sedative, not a booster.
Not the booster shot.
Not the booster shot. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's crazy. I still, during this whole time, still have not figured out a good guy.
A good? Yeah, I know this whole time we've been thinking of a good guy.
Yeah, I literally cannot think of a good guy as a celebrity. I also don't use...
The Rock.
You think The Rock's a good guy?
He seems like a good guy, right?
I said that like there was some, like, yeah, do you think?
I think so.
Do you think Kevin Hart's a good guy?
I think Kevin Hart's a great guy. Has he cheated and done some fuck shit? Yeah, but I think he's a great guy. Like, I think he's an amazing guy.
We just said cheating.
I know.
There's exceptions to the rule.
The Rock is a great guy, bro.
Is The Rock married?
I don't know if he's married. I think he has a partner, and he's been with her for a while, and they have a kid.
Okay.
I know that for sure. But
nothing wrong with that.
But, on like, he's kept a good persona, and, like, you know, everyone loves The Rock. Who doesn't love The Rock?
Yeah, I love The Rock.
Everyone loves The Rock. My dad loves The Rock. My dad's like, actually, that is. He worships The Rock.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, that's actually concerning. Yeah, that's concerning.
He loves that man.
Yeah, man.
But, like, yeah, I feel that's a good guy, bro. That'd be a good guy for me,
that's
The
a
Rock.
Good guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, what do you feel like good guys are missing? And what do we? That's what we'll do. We'll go like, which one is what? What are they missing? What do you think that a good guy is missing? So if you're a good guy out there, what do you feel like a trait or something that good guys miss in relationships?
A good guy might take a lot more BS than a bad guy would. I guess a bad boy, because like bad boy is probably like, nah, fuck that shit. No, we're cutting. But guy be like, okay, all right. And then next, okay, all right. It's like, you know, it's like we have, you know, that's kind of like a trait. It's like not really being walked over or stepped over, but it's like it's possible because you're so nice and kind and sweet that you just want whatever makes you happy. And like the bad boy is like, look, this is what we're gonna do. You can like fuck with it, you can't, and that's it. Like
that's all.
Yeah, and some girls, they like that, or they like good guys too. Like there's women that love, like
absolutely,
they love good guys, bro. Like they feel comfortable, safe, happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know,
I do hate that myth too, that you can't feel that you don't feel safe with like good guys. I've heard that from other men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nigga, do you think like just because I smile every day, I don't know how to use a pistol? Like, or that I don't beat
throw
niggas
a punch?
Ass?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. What? I met the nicest niggas that knew how to do martial arts.
Right.
And fuck niggas up.
Most of them do, bro.
Yeah.
They,
so
that's discipline.
I just don't. Yeah. Because it is discipline. Like martial arts is more disciplined than aggressive.
These can kill somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
boxing
if I let
is
off.
More disciplined than rage.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's more controlled and things like that. So I do agree with that. I think that's a total myth. My biggest, I feel like what a lot of good guys, because I actually seen this on TikTok, and I seen this somewhere else. One guy was like, life is going to be boring or something like that. And I hate using the word boring because boring implies that it's going to be dull. It's going to be something that's like not... It doesn't sound fun. It doesn't sound like something that, you know, you would want to go to or anything. I prefer to life being routine or stationary. So there's a difference between something being like stationary and then there's like a jolt of like joy or even like stationary and then like a jolt of like, you know, anger or sad or anything like that. But stationary is always consistent for the most part. That's what stationary. Being stationary is being in the same space, the same area.
Right.
And so I think what a lot of good guys say, instead of trying to be boring or have like a boring routine life, focus on being stationary. Focus on being in a consistency with like your partner and things like that.
Right.
That doesn't mean there won't be, again, jolts of happiness and joy and things like that. And then go back down and, you know, y'all are happy, but y'all are stationary. You guys love each other, things like that. Or there's going to be times of, you know, where you're experiencing some sadness and things like that. It's okay as long as you make it back to that equilibrium. We're all good.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what a lot of good guys think. They think that they have to be this boring. I stay at home, play video games all the time. I don't go out and do anything and stuff like that. And I think a lot of women, what they want is some sense of adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the bad guy
can
brings.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is with a rebel. It's like they're going against something.
You don't know what's going to happen.
You don't
tomorrow.
Know what's going to happen. Right. You get what I'm saying?
And like I think like in a sense like women like they need to have someone that makes them feel whether it be good or bad. They need to feel something. If she doesn't feel anything about you?
Yeah, of course.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So whether it's like good or bad, at least you're making her feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what bad boys do.
Yeah.
They make you
feel
they something.
They put you through it.
Yeah, they're going to put your ass
put your ass through it.
And like good and you know girls can you know, some girls that's what they want, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you know, I tell a lot of good guys, if you're a great guy, don't stop being a great guy. Just work on being a little more spontaneous.
Yeah.
Work on being a more
balance it out.
Balance
you
it
can
out.
Be you can be a good guy and be spontaneous and fun and all that shit without being like a fuck boy.
A fuck boy, yeah. You don't have
you
to take it to a certain boundary.
You don't have to beat her ass.
Yeah. You don't have to cheat, to be honest with you.
No.
You don't have to, you know, most of the time that spice it up in a bedroom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I think it has to be a good mix. Just be like consistent, be like balanced. Like so like be confident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, tell her how you feel, it's like, just don't try not to get walked over, bro. And
yeah,
I think
and I think that's where a lot of good guys get scared. Like, you know.
Don't be weak.
Yeah,
don't be weak.
Yeah,
like, hold your ground.
Yeah,
right.
Have a backbone. Yeah. You know, I will talk about that myth too, especially with, like, you know, good guys. Like, just because you say no does not make you not a good guy.
Right.
Just because you understand that you have, like, a standard of yourself,
yeah,
it does not make you not a good guy.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? As long as you're not, like, weird with it, that's what, you know what I mean? And not to really bring up the manosphere, that's what I have a problem with the manosphere, is that, like, they're taking it over the top. They're like, you got to do this aggressively with women and stuff. And I was like, yo, relax. You're going to lose your woman because you're too...
aggressive.
Yeah, you're too aggressive. Right. But there is a difference between aggressive and being firm with, you know what I mean?
Right.
No, I'm good on that. I can't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's okay. But like you said, also being communicative with like what you, and that means being effective with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Saying this is what I meant. I mean, this is what I said. This is what I'm not gonna, I cannot tolerate that. You know what I mean? And again, doing what the bad boys do, man, move on. You know what I mean? It's okay to move on.
Yeah.
You know, it's all right. We'll move on, bro. It's okay. It's a lot of fish in the sea. It's a lot of women that want to be with dudes that, you know, have some type of backbone. But again, they're good guys. Like, yeah, they're okay. They're good men. They're decent, wholesome men. So.
Right. And at the, and I think that's an age bracket too, bro.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
These young females, of course, it's like, that's like a thing. Like, we want adventure and fun. And yeah, like, yeah, because I'm and like 21 and mm-hmm, I want to just do whatever. And like, yeah, that's what the bad boy brings. Like the, mm-hmm. But then as we grow older, we're like, oh, damn, I have two babies by this bad boy. And
I think that it's even, I think that we punish women too much for trying to grow up.
Right.
Personally.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, but you did all that stuff when you were young, duh. Think about yourself when you were young, when you were like 18 to 21 to, ugh. I give it 25. I say, I give people 25. That's when they know that they're 5 years away from 30.
I was
and
disgusting.
They're like, all right, I got to pick this up. I got to pick this up. You yeah, get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you, and if you are over that age bracket as a man or a woman and you still playing around, I say, grow up, yeah, grow up, because it's not that deep out here. And a lot of people nowadays are growing old alone because, again, they think of this as a game. This ain't no game once it gets to a certain age bracket. You get what I'm saying? That's job. That's, you know, anything. Mm. Hey, you got to make something shake.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, you got to make something yeah, shake. So that's just what I think. I just think of, I don't do that for men and I don't do that for women. Like, if they're 21 to, 18 to 21 to, in between the 25-year-old age, I don't take that shit. I'm like, bro, you're going to grow out of it.
Yeah.
You're going to grow out of it.
Yeah.
The chasing women, you're going to grow out of that. The chasing men, you're going to grow out of that. You know, you're going to work on yourself. You're going to get to a certain point where you're like, nigga, I need to
chill.
You know what I mean?
Chill.
Going on vacation, cool. But chasing dudes around, you're right, not going
to
do it.
That, like, doesn't lead to anything good. I don't think it ever leads to anything positive to chase women or men around.
Not at all. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. So, you know what I mean? If you're the nice, good guy, you know what I mean? Like, you know, hey, man, have some backbone.
What do you consider yourself?
What do I consider? I don't consider myself shit. I've been called. I don't consider myself a damn thing.
Yo.
And I don't, because, like, I'll go back a little bit. I hate me assigning myself something.
Yeah.
I want people to tell me what they think I am. At yeah, that point, not for validation, but you know what I mean? Some things that I can work on, because I've been told that I've been nonchalant before. I've been told that. You get what I'm saying? But I see myself as, you know, like, I'm not nonchalant. I just don't overreact.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think of myself. I'm like, what are we reacting like this for?
Right.
Now, I'm cool with you being angry, but there's a difference between being angry and controlling your emotions and allowing, you know, the anger to be there. But, hey, man, de-escalate a little bit. You know, I don't like walking around mad. But sometimes that passes off, I guess, as nonchalant. So some people would qualify me, put me in that bad boy situation. I also don't feel like I make those bad boy decisions, but okay.
Yeah.
But I've also been called a good guy as well. I'm like, man, you're a really good guy because of, again, how I treat women and how I have a healthy relationship with women. I don't feel like I have to go outside of myself to do certain things,
yeah,
you know what I mean, to get women. That's like pay for pussy and stuff like that. I've never had to do that. You get what I'm saying? I've never felt the need to do that or anything like that. You know what I mean? But again, also praise the women in my family a lot, who've helped me, you know, have a great relationship with women. And also I got to see women with great substance. So I guess that's why a lot of people just assume.
You have high standards.
Yeah, I do. I have high standards for myself, but I also have high standards for the people in my circle.
Yeah.
And most of the people in my circle, bro, they're, again, like, we all are high standard.
Running the same game, yeah.
Yeah, we're running the same race. We all want something bigger out of this versus, again, playing around, chasing women left and right and things like that. It's fucking exhausting. So
it's tiring.
So I don't assign myself. I do not assign myself. What do
you're
feel
balanced.
Like? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe balanced. I'm a little toxic. I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask that question. I have to ask people.
If that's your girl.
Yeah, but I also ask other people as well. Ask other people. Hey, man, you think I'm bad
toxic?
For?
You think I'm toxic as fuck?
Yeah. I've also been called a dad, so I don't know what that means. So.
Yeah, you have.
I've also been called a dad. So.
You dad-like?
Dad-like?
You'd be a great dad.
I hope. You think so?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. You'd be a great dad. I feel like I'm balanced.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have, like, your toxic moments.
Of course.
You listen to Tory Lanez, so yes, you absolutely
have. I love Tory.
You have something in there.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's demon time in there.
Spiritual and toxic.
Spiritual and toxic.
Nah, bro. Yeah, I feel like I am. Yeah, balance is like, I think, yeah. It just it depends on the day for me. But I lean more towards being a good guy because that's what I want to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to be out here doing fuck shit. No, I want to be out here like just handling my business and doing what I got to do.
I swear that's just more exhausting than anything.
It's hard.
It is.
That's tough.
It's hard for men to do it too now, especially in 2022.
Yeah.
It's harder for people. I'm seeing people now to not get in relationships, to not even.
It's the worst time to date right now.
Yeah, bro. This is like the worst climate. Yeah, exactly. That's what I've heard.
I've heard.
Heard y'all got a hard time out here.
Yeah, I heard it's tough out here for everybody.
Talking from the porch.
Yeah, sorry.
Talking from the porch. All right, I'm going back in the house.
Y'all have a good one.
Y'all be good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, dog.
It's February. What are we talking about?
Nah, it's tough, bro. It is tough.
It's tough. It's tough out here, man. But yeah, What do you feel like you are? Do you feel like you're a good guy or a bad guy? Good. You think you're a good guy?
For sure.
Good looking.
Once bad?
Yeah.
You were bad once?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, just normal fuck shit.
In high school, I followed the code, you gotta be mean to girls to get them.
Okay.
And it worked.
It does work.
It does?
I'm total, like, this was a long time ago, but still, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad that works.
That is so sad that works. That is so sad.
And then after high school, still did it, but like it doesn't work as well.
Yeah, because they're growing up.
So then it's like this uncomfortable thing where you're just a dick.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, what's wrong with that guy? What's wrong with him?
Nah, fuck you. And then in the past like 5-6 years, just mellowed out.
Yeah.
But you're like what, 20? Yeah, okay. That's where we're at. That's the age bracket.
Yeah, that's
where we start to chill.
That's when we start. Yeah, and I tell young dudes that
men,
all the time. Yeah, for men when we start to chill and really kind of figure out, you know what I mean. I can even tell from like the YouTube comments that like you know when I do like the I can tell what age bracket some of these dudes are in. They're not if you're my age if you're my age or older talking about like you said being mean to women. And you know what I mean, feeling like, and I'll talk about this, you know, this prize conversation. I hate the prize conversation.
Who's the prize?
Who's the prize?
Is it men or women?
Is it men or, men are the prize, women are the prize. I personally.
The relationship.
I said the relationship is the prize. And I tell everybody that. And I think, because I think that it is a privilege to deal with some of the people that you deal with in your life. And especially on a relationship level. You could be dealing with bullshit. There's so many people out here that like you could look at your partner that way, and it's like you gotta look at your partner that way. It's like my nigga, like I could be dealing with, you know, crazy women, you know what I mean, getting them pregnant. Now I'm at court. Now I'm on child support. It's a lot of men is going through that.
Yeah.
From the women's side, that you could be dealing with domestic violence. You could be dealing with men who stalking. Do get women pregnant
right.
and dip. You could be dealing with whatever, bro. And so you look at your partner and you go, this is the better of the situation, bro. This is the privilege that I got to deal with and stuff like that. I just, that's how I operate, bro, from like that. No one's the prize. The prize is like we're both running this marathon. Men and women are running a marathon, and you're trying to find a partner that you're running a marathon with and that you can go towards the finish line, which is death, in my opinion, if you're looking to be monogamous or whatever. And you're trying to get this person to, you know, to the finish line with you. And again, it's an honor, bro. The prize is that you guys get to spend your life together. I can die knowing that I ain't deal with no fuck shit from anyone.
Yeah. It's like we pick our prize.
We do pick our prize. Yeah. You do get to, that's a great point. Like you get to pick it. So, you know what I mean? You know, men, I feel like when you're going through your relationships, you need to think like that. Like, all right. I'm picking the prize, you know, the person that I want to be with. And again, you're picking like the privilege of is it a first place trophy or am I picking someone who 9 times out of 10 don't want to be with and they're the gift certificate or shit they give you at the fucking banquet, the pizza banquet where they give you one slice of pizza.
Oh,
you get
man.
What I'm saying? You know, good job, the good job trophy.
Little
good,
Caesars.
Yeah, the little good job. The little good job trophy they give you at the banquets nowadays. Mm. Nice try, Timmy. We went 0-10 this year. Shut the fuck up.
Participation.
Participation trophy.
Yeah.
Are you getting a participation trophy or are you getting the first place? And there's a lot of women out here that are first place prize. It's not about dating nines and tens and shit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't use that metric.
It's what's perfect for you. What's best
for
you?
Yeah, what's best for you
as the individual?
Life? Like, what are you cool with waking up with every day?
Right. Because you got to literally wake up next to that person every day.
Every day. So if you're looking to be monogamous.
Right. If you, yeah, that's true. If you're looking over and you're like, fuck. That's not good.
That's not good.
So, like, you got to, you know, we got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, bro, I think definitely, like, the individual is, like the prize. If you're a man, your woman should be your prize. And if you're a woman, your man should be your prize. Like, we choose them.
Yeah, so, we do.
Yeah, big dog. It is what it is. I like your hat, by the way.
Appreciate that. I wanted to show you that before I left.
It's got shrooms on it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
It's hard.
That's why I bought it.
Yeah, I need it.
I got it from Zoomies, I think. Yeah,
Zoomies? Yeah, Zoomies is cute. I love Zoomies.
Yeah, Zoomies is adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw this hat and I was like...
Hard.
I said, Tim's going to like it at least.
I fucking love it. Take the trip?
Yeah. Take the trip.
So. I want to right now.
Oh, man.
Wait, what?
Wait, not now, because we got
oh, yeah, we're on the show. That's right.
I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, you're talking about the ride back.
Yeah.
The hour and 30. Yeah. That's not going to be good on shrooms.
That's not.
On the 405 on shrooms is not a good thing.
That's not. It's going to be like, what is it right now? Five different lanes? Four or five different lanes?
Yeah.
It's going to be 10. Fucking with you.
I'm good.
But yeah, man. You got anything else, big dog?
Man, well, on that subject, on the good boy, bad boy subject. Nah, man. We just got to be balanced, guys. I don't think we need to really pick a side.
Yeah.
I think we just need to be ourselves and be balanced and just try the best we can.
Yeah, man. You know, I've seen like my Behind the Man React videos.
And y'all check that out, by the way.
Y'all check those out. Please check those out. And I'm also clip this as well because a lot of dudes, like, I'm looking at the comments and they're so funny to me because, again, most of the comments I've gone on, like, I've talked about Fresh and Fit. I've talked about this guy named Mr. Organic.
Oh, God.
And things like, yeah, oh, God. We've talked about guys like that are the scammers and who people I think are fraudulent and things like that. But here's a bigger thing, bro. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. From a dude that has grown up from a young boy to what I appear to be a young man right now. And a lot of that stuff that those guys talk about and when it comes to, like, women and money and stuff, bro, some of that stuff you're going to accumulate over time. You know what I mean? There's no shortcut. And I feel like that's what they're trying to teach people is that there's a shortcut.
Yeah.
And they're teaching men that there are shortcuts. And I think that's dangerous to say, yo, there's a code, there's a cheat code. And there is no cheat code. You know what I mean? Women are different. Money situations are different depending on where you are, your situation, things like that. I think that you can learn different things, like, you know, a lot of people trying to get into crypto and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I think that even that takes time.
It does. Crypto is not
everybody's dumping stuff into these NFTs and stuff like that, and then they're wondering why they're being victims to rug pulls. Brothers, sisters, y'all don't know what y'all looking at.
Don't know what you're doing.
You don't know. You ain't looking at charts. You don't know what the charts look like. Y'all are just hearing these celebrities say dump and stuff like that. And so, you know what I mean? That's what I've been able to really learn over the years is, like, bro, money's going to happen. Women are going to happen or things like that. But, dog, if you are dependent on these niggas to give you the recipe to getting women,
I
feel sorry. Mr. Organic's more of, for me, the scamming type of dude. He's more of the NFT. He's pushing like this Voltron E-New or something like that, which is nothing but a rug pull. It's just to dump money in and they collect money from it.
Yeah, bro.
You get what I'm saying? But when I was talking about like Fresh and Fit, those are the ones that are trying to spit game and stuff like that. I do want to know your opinion because you have seen the videos and stuff that I posted. I know they were on Andrew Schultz show. Did you watch it a little bit of the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, no. I just really watched your video.
You just watched the video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched your reaction videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, sheesh.
Sheesh.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
That's insane. I think that, like, Fresh and Fit, they are something else.
Yeah.
They're something else.
I think it's super. I had a conversation last night. I don't know if you saw those comments, but, like, I had a conversation with a dude last night. And most of the time, we're talking about like mainstream and all that stuff. Bigger picture for Fresh and Fit and things like that is when I use the word niche specific and stuff like that. So, for example, comedians. Let's use comedians as a thing. If you are not known outside of that space, like, for example, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is in movies, things like that. You are not niche specific. I mean, you are niche specific. You know what I mean? He's known in movies. He's been at Super Bowls. He's known everywhere. He's global at this point.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you're niche specific.
Right.
And when you talk about, I forgot who, does anybody here know who Jordan Peterson is?
Hell yeah, I love Jordan Peterson.
Okay. Do you consider him mainstream?
Now.
Kinda?
He's getting up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Cool. Nowadays. Yeah, we were arguing that. We were Ooh. Arguing that with in the comment section.
Oh, okay.
About what considers mainstream and what considers I've never heard of Jordan Peterson.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So Yeah. So we were arguing, the video was the DJ Academics and he was going over Rolo Tomasi. Am I saying his name right? Rolo Tomasi. See, you don't even know who that is.
I don't even know that. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you know who Rolo Tomasi is? Okay, no. So it's a guy who's a pickup artist. He, I think his channel is The Rational Male? Something like that. Never. I know.
Hey, but don't hold us to this.
Yeah, basically, he's like the guy. He's basically the ones that I feel like created Fresh and Fit. He's been on Fresh and Fit and things like that.
Yeah.
Again, I don't consider them mainstream because I have a different opinion on what mainstream is,
right.
And you know what I mean, things like that. Like, but the fact that you guys know him, cool.
I have no idea who it is.
Oh no, I was talking about Jordan Peterson. That
no
one.
Idea who that is.
Oh, but you have no idea who Rolo Tomasi is.
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, you don't know who that is? No. Oh, okay.
I guess I know. So like, if it's one out of three in a room, I guess he's not mainstream. I guess he's not as mainstream as I think.
And that might not be true either. I can't say that because like I consider Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious is mainstream.
Yeah. I think it's like the platform that they hold.
It's like when you jump from the niche itself and now you have put yourself, and I consider Jess Hilarious mainstream because of her jump to Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
She went from Wildin' Out, then she went to having her own TV show.
So it's like a national.
Yeah, pretty much. A national to global
right.
entity.
Right.
I also don't think just because you went on a certain person's platform and you went on a certain person's platform that you are considered like blowing up and things
right.
like that.
Right.
Joe Rogan interviews no names all the time. People that regular people don't know. He interviews what he considers is interesting people.
With Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Whatever he considers is interesting, he will interview you for the most part.
Great podcast.
Of those guys, they don't, like, they're not national names.
No.
At all. You know what I mean?
Which makes it interesting.
It's what makes it interesting.
I'm because I'm like, who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Yeah, right. So, you know what I mean? He was arguing that. He was like, yo, that makes the main. I said, no, it doesn't. You know what I mean?
It's their audience.
Yeah, it's their audience. It's what you consider. Yeah.
But also, like, it's like, it's niche specific, but like, almost like, I know who Jordan Peterson is, but you guys don't.
Yeah.
We know who Jess Hilarious is.
He probably doesn't.
So it's like, you know, it's like, it's just niche specific. But then we all know who, like, The Rock, Kevin Hart is.
Yeah, we all know Kevin Hart is.
So like it's national levels.
So yeah, it was just, and I bring that up to talk about like the manosphere in itself, because I think me and DJ Academics, I'm not a fan of DJ Academics at all. I think some of his shit like he's way off the wall with, but he over the last month he's been talking about like Kevin Samuels. And he's been talking about Fresh and Fit because he's been on their podcast.
He's been kind of
bringing them out or whatever. And the funny shit to me personally was, you know what I mean? They were I feel like the Manosphere is upset because he said that they hit a certain plateau that they're not going to get past.
Fresh and Fit?
Yeah, they will never go mainstream. Or Kevin Samuels will never go mainstream.
Mm.
And I agreed with him. I don't think they'll ever go mainstream.
Can you go mainstream off of YouTube?
Sure. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, so Spoken Reason. Do you not consider Spoken Reason mainstream? Well, I would actually dibble and dabble in that. Now I would, because he lost his mainstream. You can also lose your mainstream title.
He lost it quick. Yeah.
He lost it. He did. He lost it quick, but he was in a movie.
He was.
He was in a big, in my opinion, big time movie. He was with Sandra Bullock. Yeah. So you were in a movie, and Emmanuel Hudson. That's also what I said last night too. Emmanuel Hudson. To me, he's a big. He went from YouTube, Insta, like social media, to Wildin' Out, and now he's a household name. Like, you know what I mean? So I think you can, but that's also what I said last night too. Just because you're on YouTube doesn't make you mainstream and stuff like that. Right, he was calling out names. Again, he called out Jordan Pierce. He called out Tim Cass. And I don't know any of them. I had to look them up.
Jordan Peterson's like a psychologist and like a motivational speaker.
Mm, okay.
And so like that's how I know him, because like I just
You're the motivational guy, I would expect you to know him.
E.T., the hip-hop preacher, Tony Robbins, mm-hmm. like, those guys, like, YouTube just let that flow, like.
Of course.
Just hear them all. So, like,
but I've never in my life heard of that man until yesterday. So I said, Jordan, I don't consider these guys mainstream. I don't. I think they're niche-specific, and for people who are looking for them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just funny to have that mainstream conversation, especially when you come to, like, the manosphere, and we're on mansplaining, we're talking about that. And I think the manosphere is upset about that. Like, when you hear that Kevin Samuels or Fresh and Fit will never go mainstream.
Mm.
So I had to ask that question. Do you think that they'll go mainstream? Do you think Kevin Samuels, because you used to be an advocate.
I love some K Sam.
You used to be a Godfather advocate.
I was tuning in,
till you found some pussy.
So I found some...
Till you found some pussy.
Yeah, man. Nah, Kevin Sam's mainstream.
Yeah. Would you consider him mainstream?
And nah,
you,
bro.
Do you think he,
no.
And, no?
No.
Okay. Do it's you like, think I'm, he could go mainstream?
I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. I think all these guys have hit their peak.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any, like, it's hard to go mainstream. I feel like it's hard to go mainstream off of YouTube, dog. Like,
yeah.
I can't think of really anyone.
I think if you're not bouncing from platform to platform either, people are not lining up to interview you.
Yeah.
And they're not lining up to put you on front page.
Right. You know like, what I mean? Breakfast Club is mainstream.
Yes. That's absolutely mainstream. Has to be. Yeah. Charlamagne's on Comedy Central right now.
Yeah, he's everywhere. So that's what I consider mainstream.
Mm.
Kevin Sam, no, bro. He's niche-specific.
Niche-specific?
Manosphere.
Okay, just making sure I wasn't tripping last night.
No, Fresh and Fit, Manosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their thing.
Ack was actually telling them to pick a side, because Ack is trying to push them.
Academic is more mainstream than all of them niggas, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with him there. He said that, too.
Yeah.
But also, what he was saying, he was telling them also to pick a side. And they got a chance to do Andrew Schultz's platform, which I felt like was kind of like the D level, not the D level, that's disrespectful. I'm gonna give him C to B, so
C
I'm
to
give
B.
him C to B. Yeah, Andrew Schultz, that's disrespectful. So, yeah. Yeah. It is, especially when you've done like $1 million idiots and whatever it's called, Brilliant Idiots with Charlamagne, and that was disrespectful. So yeah, so I would say like C to B, in between there.
Yeah, and.
I don't think they're going to make mainstream. I don't think that they're going to break it. But that's just my opinion on it. Are we good on time? Or
we're 7:50. Got about 10 minutes.
We got 10 minutes?
Got a good 10-y?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to, I was actually thinking about that, like, before you came and got me. Like, you know what I mean? What is mainstream? What do you consider mainstream?
It's like, I think mainstream is national and global recognition. Sure. Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I also think it's in brand deals. I think it's in deal. Like, are you a part of an engine? Like, are you, for example, DJ Academics is now, well, he went from Complex, which is also very much known.
Like sponsorships.
To Spotify. Well, now his career carrying him. Spotify. Into Spotify.
Joe Rogan? Mainstream.
Joe Rogan, mainstream. He actually got like $100 million from Spotify or something like that. That's like the biggest deal they've gotten.
He's good. He's gonna be all right.
Yeah, but again, like he went to a major engine. These guys are not a part of major engines.
No.
Yeah.
They don't have the push. Which
do you think women control That because that was also in the argument last night as well. Do you think women control that part of like the mainstream? Do you think women control mainstream?
I think women.
I'm gonna ask both of y'all that. Do you think women control mainstream?
Yeah, they do.
You say yes.
I say yeah, they do.
Yeah, or in all?
I think they have a lot more of a say now than ever.
You think they have a lot more say now than ever? Cool. Okay. Yeah. Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. Women are running shit right
now. Why do you say that? You said running shit.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. What is the manosphere talking about? Women.
Yeah.
That's the main focus, bro.
Absolutely.
So that tells you right there. They running the shit. They running this shit. And it's all right because they smell good and they taste good.
That's
so
true.
I don't mind. And if that's simp-like, that's cool. I'm a simp with some pussy.
Oh, man, that's not simp-like. Because you recognize consumer.
Oh, he's nice to women? He's beta.
Beta.
I'm beta. I'm a hybrid, bro. Hybrid.
Hybrid?
Yeah, you just hybrid. Made that up.
Yeah, you're gamma.
I'm a gamma.
You're gamma.
I'm delta.
Delta. Sigma.
Sigma. Echo.
Echo.
The fuck? Call of Duty, nigga? No.
He's out there in the army. But I'll agree. I think women are the biggest consumers. But I also think that's the problem with like manosphere. It's like as men, we do not sit down and consume that much as far as like anything. We don't consume. We're more of, I would say we're more of build it, and then we just let it sit there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or we build there for the women. Like, I just think it's, you know what I mean? It's kind of like feng shui. Like, you're not doing this
for you. You're not lighting candles and got cologne on for you.
You don't care less about Moet.
Care less.
Yeah, man. That Moet is for her, the women.
It's for her. Yeah.
And so I agree with the consumer thing. I did agree with the consumer content.
Yeah, bro.
But I don't think I would push back that I don't think that's why the manosphere will not go mainstream. I think the manosphere will not go mainstream because number one, y'all actually believe that dumb shit. But but controversy, there's good controversy and then there's bad controversy. There's good controversy that leads into a great conversation, that leads into change, that leads into all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's bad controversy. Bad controversy that leads people to be angry, that leads people to actually believe the ideology. And whether you like it or not, you know what I mean? For example, the Trump thing, you know what I mean? Where your words lead those people to riot the Capitol, to those people now going to jail and things like that. And then you passing that off as this is the real and this is, you know what I mean? This is what men think. No, the fuck we don't. We
right,
do not
bro.
Think like that.
No.
So
that's
I think
y'all want
that's
us to think.
What, yeah, that's what, okay. I wouldn't even say that's what, that's the anger. You know what I mean? When you're angry, you don't always say the right things when you're angry. Like, you just saying shit because you want to get it out.
The angry?
And stuff like, yeah. So, yeah. I do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that most of Fresh and Fit's content is for angry men. Men that are super
bitter. Yeah.
Dudes that are not getting no pussy.
Basically.
So, you know what I mean? And that's why women don't want us to have a mic. Because I feel like you can have a healthy conversation. You can have a healthy conversation. You don't have to be, you know what I mean? Like bro said, like, there was high school when, you know, you were, you know, it was cool to be, like, you know.
An asshole
to get women.
Yeah.
But as you get older and as you mature in your head, you go, nigga, I don't have to do that. Like, I don't have to do that. And women mature as well and say,
sure.
Nigga, I'm not going to take that.
Right.
Like, it's okay.
Right.
You stay here. I'm going to go with the guy that's willing to treat me
right.
a certain way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
so. That's just how I see it. Sorry. I hope the manosphere.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, manosphere.
Sorry, manosphere. I think they're lucrative.
Come fight me.
I think they have some type of value. Come fight me. I think they have some value. You know what I mean? I said that too. I said like the manosphere would be better if it was actually about helping men, like getting better financially, looks, bro code. It's so much to talk about before we even get to the women. You know what I mean?
Right.
It is. There's a lot more conversation to have before we get to women. So
it's like we can talk about women without talking down on them. Talking
and
shit.
That too. They're talking shit. Yeah. Just talking shit.
Talking shit about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad.
It is. Because meanwhile, men are out there getting pussy.
That's how it goes.
That's how it go, though.
Y'all can talk about it.
We're going to be about it, okay? Yeah, we're going to be about it. Cool.
Facts.
But, yeah, man, I don't have anything else. You have anything else?
No, man. Season two.
Hey, season two is upon us.
We out here.
We are out here. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate Melro Podcast for also having us in here.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I hope everybody has a great day, night, whenever this gets out.
Weekend. Month, year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. 2022 is our year.
Yeah, bro. It is.
Like, subscribe, comment, man. We are out.
Out of here. Peace.